Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 348. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We're the only show on the internet that talks about Android apps. Not really. But what if I proclaimed that and it wasn't
well,
true? Would I be able to be
so I'll just say this.
For some reason?
I'll just say this. I have never found an audio podcast dedicated strictly to apps. No news, no hardware, no fluff, no
Android App Arena?
I
never watched it, so I don't know.
He does mainly talk about apps, but I think once in a while he does throw in a little news stuff. We don't care about news. You know why? It's too time sensitive. We don't want to make 300 plus podcasts that someone goes back and listen to and 30 minutes of each show or whatever being deemed useless. Mm-hmm. To be quite honest.
True.
It's just, you know.
And that's a good point.
Yeah.
It is. Well, I'm interested to co-host and we'll get into it. In this show, we're actually going to be reading your emails. So, I'd like to introduce the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin, first from podnuts.com. What's up, dude?
Holla at you, Mr. Cherubino. I hope everything is going good down there in the South.
The South Pacific.
South something. And I'm very happy you finally found a good pizza place and you stopped going to that Caribbean game piece labeled pizza joint.
Hungry Howie's.
Domino's.
Hungry Howie's. I probably won't eat it again. You know how there's some pizza that you know you're going to get an MSG headache after like the first bite? Yeah, I think that's Howie's.
Well, I know there's a pizza where after the first like two bites I know, oh, this is not going to end well.
Yep. So I got the Losas tonight, which is, well, they charge you for it, man, but it's high quality. They know what they got on their hands.
What did you get on your Delosas?
Just cheese. With an amazing pizza place, sometimes you don't even need to get toppings.
True.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm excited. This is the beginning of like a weekend of camping. It's going to be fun.
Wow. Sounds fun.
I drove the RV up here. I'm actually in a lodge tonight, but tomorrow I'll be jumping into the camper, driving it not real far at all over to a campground and parking it there for a couple days.
And I'm assuming your family's going to meet you there? Or?
Yeah, they're coming down. But even though I got to leave tomorrow or Saturday, I got to go back up to do a canal cleanup that I have scheduled in. So I'll go do that and then come back. So,
yeah, okay. A canal couple hours cleanup, of driving. Just throw out there casually like we all do that every day. A what? A root canal?
No. It's the Hennepin Canal. It's the body of water that goes behind my house, actually, that goes through the middle of our town.
You mean
once you're doing a canal cleanup?
Yeah.
And we all know what that is.
Sorry, I didn't realize that it sounded medical.
You mean the creek behind your house, Eric?
It's called a canal.
I thought it was a creek. So it was man-made?
Yeah.
To do what?
To haul barges. And then they invented trains.
How
and
small it was are immediately these
barges? It was obsolete.
Like Lego?
By the time it was done built, it was obsolete.
Ah.
No, it's, I don't know, 30 feet across at least.
Oh, okay. Much bigger than I thought.
8 foot deep, maybe?
Yeah, well, when Dorset a creek, I mean.
That's what I had the impression. It was like, you know, you could like, if you had a really good running start, you could like jump over top of it.
Oh, no. I used to swim in it when I was a kid. It's good swimming.
It's a legit canal, then, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to do one of those tomorrow, too. Damn.
Forgot now, about that. Ours isn't until Saturday.
We just let our creek just go, and it's just...
No, your canal.
Canal. What did I say?
Creek.
It's actually the canal creek, or the creek canal. It depends on what side you live on.
There's a reason we do it Saturday, too, because we're early enough before the poison ivy grows up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Should have known.
It's no fun.
All right. Let's read what you guys have been saying. This one is from... I don't know how to say it. I think it's Jane Noyan Knight, but it's King Kwok Knight. Is that the same person?
No, yeah, I think that's his brother. Literally.
It is?
Yes, I think it's his brother.
Ah. All right. He says, below are three interesting file transfer apps I just read about on Dribbler that some of you might find useful for transferring larger files to other users. Now, he just posted this in the AA Club. I think I just threw it in here. He's got Sunshine File Sharing App, Send Anywhere File Transfer, and WeTransfer. And Dribbler. I never heard of Dribbler. What is that?
We've brought it to the show before.
I must have heard of it then. What is it?
It's like an app discovery app, actually, I think, if I remember right.
Dribbler. Cool name. Very cool. Well, thank you, Ken. Appreciate that.
Dribbler. Dribbler.com says, making your smartphone awesome. Get the latest tips, tricks, and updates, apps, and games for your Android.
Okay. I got to put something down here. I don't like tips and tricks on anything anymore. I mean, how many times can we say that? Tips and tricks.
Like, oh, no.
Why do they have to go together like that? And it's just, I'm kind of overrun with it.
It feels like, you know, 1997 all over again.
Yeah, exactly. Sam writes, the subject line of this one is some more awesomeness. Hey, guys, Sam here. I happened to stumble on two apps when I was doing a search. I really liked them a lot and wanted to share them. To start, I'm a collector of multi-tools and find myself purchasing them from Amazon from time to time. That's a pretty cool thing to collect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Multi-tools. Because you can never have enough of them. Especially when you need them. I'm a fan of Swiss Army knives as well. One day I did a search on Amazon for Swiss Army knives and the app Android Army knife came up. It's very useful. It's called Android Army Knife. That's the name of the app. It's very useful and comes with a handful of tools that do not have anything to do with knives or can openers or anything like that. You guys should check it out. Here's the link. Amazon.com, Digital Dreams, Android Army Knife, numbers/... It's kind of similar to Smart Tools, which I also have, and here's the link for that one too. So I guess I'll throw that in the chat for people who are here live to get the benefits of being here live. And just put the second link in there. Bear with me, guys. We go. Linkage. Says, the other app I found when doing a search for secret video recording apps is Background Video Recorder by Xena Apps. I kind of read through that fast. What's he looking for? Secret video recording apps. Okay. And he found one called by Xena Apps, Z-E-N-A Apps. I wanted an app that can secretly record videos. Why? That was the question I was asking earlier. Because sometimes I have problems with passengers on my bus. I want to get them on video without them knowing. There are in-app purchases, and yes, I did purchase the full version, which was about $6. I think it's worth it. You can even use BVR, how's that, to catch the reaction of a person when you show them a shocking video on YouTube or elsewhere.
BVR?
It must be like while you're watching video, it's using the camera.
Back view recorder?
Something video.
Beyond Visual Range, Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation.
All right, don't worry about it. Though. I don't know. the app runs in the background while you're using your phone. Once again, thank you guys for all the great work you do. Oh, and by the way, the winner you chose to contact me on my website never did contact me yet. I'll wait and see for a while.
Oh, that's weird.
Knuckle bump, guys. Sam from knottersworld.com. That's K-N-O-T-T-E-R-S world.com. He makes knotted items like paracord bracelets. All right. So let's go back here for a second. Mm-hmm. Is he allowed to do that on a bus?
If he doesn't record those audio, he's probably okay.
A, it depends his state. B, it depends if he is... if he is classified as the warden of the vehicle, he can do whatever the hell he wants on that vehicle. But yeah, it's the state and the company. But most states, like Eric said, if you record audio, you are asking for trouble. Video, some reason, video you can record all day long, but not video because it goes back to the wiretapping laws of 1932 with crank telephones and stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if you present video with audio to a police department, a lot of times they'll either not take it or tell you to get rid of the audio and then give it to them. You shouldn't have done that. That's bad, but
Interesting. It's evidence. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because not that I want something to happen, but I always have this idea now that if anything does happen to me or if I'm in danger, I'm going to put my phone, my camera on real fast and film everything.
Well, oh, yeah.
That would be allowed.
Do you have a multi?
Sees I'm holding my camera at him, right?
Yeah. Do you have a multi-tool?
Yeah, I just got one, actually.
Did you?
A multi-tool, yeah.
Okay.
They're nice.
Yep. Sorry for making a little bit of noise there, guys.
It was a gift.
It's okay.
This is the kind of thing I would encourage Sam to look up. These are literally like $15-$20. They're not super high res, but they actually are decent quality. You can hook up a little USB power to it. Micro, not mini USB. Micro, mini. No, it's mini, not micro USB.
What is it for people who aren't watching?
Well, he can literally just clip this onto something on the front of his bus. And
what
it's
is
a
it?
Video recorder camera. And yeah. Just with one click, bang, it's recording. And it can record for more than a couple hours without needing a charge or replacing the micro SD card. But you can record video on these things. And if you set it up right, you can literally, I believe, stream it via out the cable to like a hidden phone or something.
So it's just like the size of a USB stick, but it's a camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I never saw one.
Same,
what's it called?
That's the whole thing. I can never remember what it's called because there's literally like
it's a BVR.
Not enough
it's a
BVR. Room on the damn thing to even write too much information. It's so small. If you want more information, just ping me on it. I'll give you all a right. link.
Is it a BVR?
I don't think it is.
Well, does it have BVR capability?
It might.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Really appreciate that. And good luck with your secretly recorded video.
Not get them, Sam. Sick them like a mad dog.
I wanted to tell you about this multi-tool I just got. I've had a couple of them in the past, but I never remembered them. I was over at my parents' house recently, and I got one from them. Somebody tried breaking in their car, maybe with it, maybe with not it. But anyway, after they ramshackled their whole inside of the car and didn't find anything and just threw the papers around, they left behind this really awesome multi-tool.
Wow.
It's even got like vent holes, so if it gets wet, it'll
wick.
Dry out.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
When I was back in college in Philly in the winter, I went to my car. It was a freaking 83 Camaro. I went to my car. It wasn't that great of a car. Pretty good. V8 engine. And I saw the door open a little bit. And I'm like, oh, great. My car radio was stolen. Mm. The lamp light had burned out run down my battery because I left the door open. But there was a freaking a set of gloves under the seat because it was cold. It was winter. So this guy took off his gloves, grabbed my radio, forgot his gloves. They were in the front seat. So I put them under the seat. I came back the next day. My car was broken into again, and the gloves were gone.
Oh, man.
He broke back in to get his gloves?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Brotherly love. Is that what they call it, Steve?
The city of brotherly love, yeah.
Man.
That city of brotherly love.
It was nice
love.
Of you to leave him in the car for your brother.
Yes. That was a brotherly thing to do.
Not take him to the police for some sort of evidence or anything.
Mike writes... couldn't find the spreadsheet, so I don't know if you guys have used this one before. Let me see how long. I'm going to do a Google search here. I'm going to do a Google search. Let's see how hard it is to find this elusive spreadsheet myself personally here. I'm just going to go into Google.
Yeah, but your Google search might be skewed.
A-A-A spreadsheet. Let me just see what comes up. Okay. I don't blame him. It's tough to find.
You can go to nottersworld.com and it's right there.
You're right. There's a link at the top of the page for it. Good one. Sorry about that, Mike. Trying to make you wrong, but you made me wrong. He says, I couldn't find the spreadsheet, so I don't know if you guys have used this one before, but it's quickly becoming an essential app for me. It's called AirDroid. Basically, it links your phone's desktop to a tab in your browser. You can get texts, transfer files between computer and phone, and other things. Still tinkering with it, but it's great. Instead of having to pick my phone up and down, I can just alt-tab and see what's happening. Thanks for the show, and keep it up. That's from Nordic, also known as Mike, a.k.a. Mike. So, I know we've talked about AirDroid at some point in the past.
Episode 91.
Okay. And it does it show your phone desktop in a browser tab, or it just shows data about your phone?
I'm like 99% sure what happens is you basically get a custom full screen web browser page where you can see call logs, SMS history, contact information, stuff like that. And you can access the internal SD card or your internal storage from it and copy stuff on and off the phone. This has been my go-to suggestion app. When people say, how can I get stuff on and off my phone? This is the app I say, and it's not because it's the best, because it's not even close to the best app for that, but it's the easiest to comprehend when you get it working, and it's the friction. It's the least frictionful, most frictionless one to get up and running for the first time kind of thing.
Okay. Very cool. It looks good.
Yeah, it's been around a while. I mean, episode 91. Yeah. And I will say it's, sharp. Shop.
Yeah, it looks they had time to refine it, I guess.
It was updated February 9th, 2015, so they're still on it.
Huh. Good for them. You got to love those apps that withstood the test of time. Same with podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, and we're quickly approaching, what was it, 400?
So, yeah, I mean, as far as podcasts go, I would say Podnuts is, if there was like relating it to human age, I would say Podnuts is in its 60s.
Probably like a 60-year-old man. It's 60 years old in podcast years.
Yeah. I think so. What do you think,
Gore? I think it's about time we start collecting some Social Security.
Yeah, I agree. Word, man.
Maybe we could kind of twist that into a pitch for our sponsors. All right. ML says, hey, Steve, Eric, and Steve, I am ML, and I'm a longtime listener. Today, I'm emptying my tank, covering all the apps I find especially useful. Please put an app spreadsheet link on the Android App Addicts page. It's difficult to find otherwise. What did these guys collude?
Why would we put it on our own page when it's over at nottersworld.com?
Well,
great job on the app rundown email. It's timely and concise. Excellent. See, Dora, I told you.
Well, I didn't know. I never said you're wrong. From now on, moving forward, permanent fixture in that will be a link to the spreadsheet
in the newsletter. Yeah, another reason to join the AAA club. And you might be like, "Why, guys? Why don't you just put it on the website? Why do I have to join the AAA club? We want you to join the club." All right, let me read his list of apps. ADM Holo, BR Team Stream, Date in Status Bar, Floating Apps, Memory Booster Full, Nova Launcher, Otixio, Sleipner, UB Reader, USB OTG Helper, Website to PDF Pro. So, do you have his email, door? Are you going to be able to put them all on the thing, or do you want to just let the listeners have
to figure it out? No, I'll put them all in the rundown, especially because he gave me links.
The Sleipner, I don't think I ever heard of that, but he loves that browser. So I've installed it, and I'm going to start using it, see what it's like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to know what all those things are, check them out in the newsletter.
Yeah, the one I don't remember is Otixio. OTIXO. It's a tool that lets you access, quote unquote, all of your online files with a single login. Yet I don't see OneDrive as an option, so it can't access any of my online storage, but I think I might take a closer look.
OneDrive, like Microsoft OneDrive?
OwnCloud. Oh, it does say OwnCloud on there. You're not.
Thor uses OneDrive.
OwnCloud.
It's probably because you gave it such a good recommendation.
But wow, this thing does. I mean, everything from Foreshared, Dropbox, even FTP, Facebook. Oh my lord. Down to Yandex and WebDAV, SugarSync. Oh lord. Okay, this has a lot. Okay, does this have in-app purchases? It does have in-app purchases. Maybe just to expand the what you can get access to or the number of things you can access at one time. Very cool. Good find. Very good find.
Yeah. Thanks for the email and for your tech. Last email is from Michael Sanders. He says, Eric, meat pudding is... ... Soylent Green. It's people.
No, it's not. Nope. It's not.
Soylent Green is people.
But if Soylent Green is people, meat pudding is not Soylent Green then.
You don't sound very convinced.
It's worse.
Eric.
No, I just emailed you what it is.
Guess what?
Did you read that?
I did.
I believe there's pork in it, right?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Well, and that's all parts of the pig?
Yeah, it's a lot of that stuff. There's I will post it in the chat. No, I don't have the link to this.
You can post it in the chat, Eric. I'm just going to say, I did image search a picture of it last week, and let me tell you something. It looks like people. It is really nasty looking, man.
Yeah, I didn't image search it. I don't want to. Kind of afraid.
I didn't say I should have. I'm just saying I did.
Yeah. Hey, that's it for the emails. We don't have any more. So if you guys want to email us, send an email to aaa@podnuts.com. And send us a voicemail if you want to 7076-PODNUT on a phone. Just dial that on a phone. Send us a voicemail. We'll play it. Okay, let's see if the guys have anything to say before we end off. Door.
I want to thank everyone for their emails. Thank everyone for their feedback. Thank everyone for their Google Plus postings. Thank everyone who joined the club. Keep downloading. Keep subscribing. And keep letting your friends know that you found yourself a very good Android podcast.
Yeah. Good stuff. Eric?
This article that I found about meat pudding is about him eating it on pancakes as a child. So he goes all the way into it. Not only what meat pudding is, but how they used to put it on the pancakes.
That sounds gross. I smell that. I could just smell it from you talking about it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep. that ML, one of those things was Nova Launcher. I have to say my Note 4 got the pop update today. It always happens when I'm on the road. You know, I don't know why.
Well, I want to talk about that next show.
Yeah. We'll talk about it Friday. That's fine.
Pop. Yeah. I want to talk about I got pop too.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do it at the beginning of next show. I actually wanted to do it at the beginning of this show, but because I want people to hear our pop opinions. Cool. Pop culture. All right. Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you on Friday. We'll do some tank action, talk some pop, and see you then.